Friends, Jesus the Messiah deliberately took his close-knit group of disciples to where a man was born blind, sat begging. Neither the man himself nor anyone else expected that he would ever be able to see. He did not even ask for it. It did not seem to cross his mind. Interestingly, the 9th chapter of John's Gospel records for us what Jesus said to his disciples before he formed eyes for the blind man. He said, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." So Jesus himself clearly spoke of the work that he was about to do for the man born blind as part of his divine mission. The gospel adds, "Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud, and said to him, 'Go wash in the pool of Siloam.' So he went and washed and came back seeing." Friends, the news about the man born blind receiving eyes amazed everybody. The fanatical men of religion who opposed Jesus, the Messiah, however, found the news very threatening. They did their best to discredit the event. Yet they failed to get the blind man's parents to deny that he was born blind. Also, twice they interviewed the man, trying to convince him that Jesus is not good. The newly sighted man announced his firm conclusion, saying to them, "We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." Friends, granting sight to this poor man was not a mere act of providence. It was not just an act of healing. The man had no eyes at all. Clearly, a divine act of creation was needed. He received eyes in the same divine manner of creation recorded in the 2nd chapter of the book of Genesis. The body of Adam, the father of humanity, was created by mud from the dust of the ground. Yes, never before is there a record of such an event of divine creation. The very hand of the incarnate Word, the life-giving Logos, made eyes for the man born blind. Wonderfully, this was done in the same way the body of Adam, our first father, was formed. The first chapter of John's Gospel says about the Messiah, "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." As the light of the world, Jesus came to conquer darkness. The man born blind had never seen any light. Now he could see and recognize the promised Messiah as the Son of Man, the divine Logos in the flesh. He received from him much more than physical sight. He received abiding, saving sight. He met the one who is the way, truth, and life. He embraced him as the one of whom Moses spoke. In true faith, he worshiped Jesus, the promised prophet, Messiah, Savior. Hallelujah.